ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. ஜிக்யாசாதிகரணம் அதாதோ ப்ரஹ்ம ஜிக்யாசாம் ஜன்மாத்யதிகரணம் ஜன்மாத்யஸ்யயதஹ சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாதிகரணம் சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாத் சமன்வயாதிகரணம் தத்து சமன்வயாத். சாப்டர் 1 4th பாதம் ஆனுமானிக அதிகரணம். ஆனுமானிகமப்யேகேஷாமிதி சேத் ந ஶரீர ரூபக விநியஸ்த க்ருஹ்யதே தர்ஷயதி ச சூக்ஷ்மம் து தத் அர்ஹத்வாத் தத்தீனத்வாத் அர்த்தவத் ஞேயத்வ அவசனாத் ச வததீதி சேத் ந ப்ராஜ்ஞோ ஹி ப்ரகரணாத் த்ரயாணாம் ஏவ சைவம் உபன்யாஸ ப்ரஶ்னஶ்ச மஹத்வச்ச சமசாதிகரணம் சமசவத் அவிசேஷாத் ஜோதிஹி உபக்ரமாது ததாஹி அதீயத ஏகே கல்பனோபதேஷாச்ச மத்வாதிவர விரோதஹ சங்க்யோபசங்கிரஹாதிகரணம் ந சங்க்யோபசங்கிரஹாதபி நானாபாவாத் அதிரேகாச்ச ப்ராணாதயஹ வாக்யசேஷாத் சங்க்யோபசங்கிரஹாதிகரணம். தி நெக்ஸ்ட் சூத்ரா ஜோதிஷைஹி கேஷாம் அசத்யன்னே. வி வில் சி திஸ் சூத்ரா டுடே. வி வில் டூ எ ஜெனரல் அனாலிசிஸ். ஹியர் வியாசாச்சாரியா டீல்ஸ் வித் தி காண்வசாகா 4.4.18, 4th chapter, 4th section, 18th mantra, in which only 4 padarthas are mentioned. We saw it in the last class. And the 4 padarthas are prana, chakshuhu, shrotram and manaha. And we are missing the 5th panchajana. How to solve this problem? And yesterday I told that Vyasacharya comes around with an alternative method. Vyasacharya says, look around the mantra a bit more. He says, you see not only later portion, the previous mantras also you should see. That is why we say purva apara vicharaha. Purva apara vicharaha. When we see the previous mantra, we get one more thing. And which mantra it is? We are talking about now 4.4.17. The one previous to the present adhikaranam, that mantra 4.4.17, and the previous mantra is 4.4.16. And that mantra is yasma darvak samvatsaraha ahobihi parivartate taddeva jyotisham jyotihi ayurha upasate amritam. So in this mantra, the second line, there is a word jyotihi, the Tejas Tattva, reference to this word, Jyotihi, and take Jyotihi from the previous mantra and other 4 from the subsequent mantra. So you take Jyotihi from the previous mantra, mantra 16, and the other 4 from the present mantra, number 17. And then you get 1+4. So 4 from number 17 and 1 Jyotihi from 16. So 5 padarthas are mentioned here as panchajana padarthas. That is how Vyasacharya tries to allude to that. This is the general analysis of this sutra. And this is required in Kanva branch of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, where annam is missing because there is one short. So we wanted to substitute that with this thing, particular thing. We went to the Madhyandina Shaka earlier. And now we will do the word analysis of this mantra, this sutra. First, let us see the running meaning. Ekesham. Ekesham means for some people. The number is to be supplied actually. Jyotisha. Jyotisha means by the light. Anne asati. Since food is not mentioned. Now, there is a general meaning. So now we have to go to the significance of the words. We just only saw the meaning as such. Let us see the significance of the words. Ekesham means for some people. So it refers to those people who follow Kanvashaka. Some people refers to those who follow Kanvashaka because for them alone, annam is missing in 4.4.18. They only have got deficiency in number. Therefore, Ekesham Kanvashakina, for those people belonging to Kanvashaka. Then the next word is Jyotisha. Jyotisha means by the light. The number is made by the light, actually, the fifth number, the number five. So Jyotisha is truly, it's a Tritiya Vipakti, actually. So either it can be taken as Saha Tritiya, Jyotisha Saha Pancha Bhavanti. So that one can interpret it that way. With Jyoti, the number becomes five. Or the number is made up by Jyotihi, either by or with Tritiya. And where do we get this Jyoti? This Jyoti we get from the previous mantra 4.4.16. Taddevaha Jyotisham Jyotihi. We saw that thing in that mantra. And then Asati Anne, the Annam being not there, Asati. Asati means being absent. Where? In the 4.4.18 or Kanvashaka, Jyotihi of the previous mantra is taken to make up Panchajanaha. Therefore, pancha pancha janaha, there is no problem now if you take the jyoti from the previous mantra. So whether you put jyotihi or annam, I don't care, Acharya says, we should only see the tatpariyam. Vyasacharya's interest is more in stalling Sankhya philosopher. This is the word meaning. Now Shankaracharya adds a few more notes to this, which we will mention here. Incidentally, anne asati is Sati Saptami. Annam being not there, Sati Saptami has got Hetvartha. Since Annam is not there, okay. Where are the further notes that Shankaracharya adds here? We said previously that Shankaracharya refers to this compound Pancha Janaha used elsewhere in the Vedas. And he quoted two such occasions also. And one, he said the Taittiriya Samhita, the expression Panchanam Tva Panchajananam. The word Panchajana Shabda occurs there. So that refers to what? The celestials, the citizens of the higher lokas. And therefore, Shankaracharya says there is nothing wrong in taking the word Panchajana as celestial in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad context also. In which case, Panchajanaha will mean what? Five types of celestials, the heavenly denizens. And what are those five types? Shankaracharya himself supplies in his Bhashya. Devas, the Pitrus, Gandharvas, Yakshas, and Rakshamsi. So the fivefold celestials are Panchajanaha. So if one wants to take the meaning of Taittiriya Samhita, that is also okay. A similar expression occurs in the Rigveda Samhita also, which says, Yatim Panchajanyaya Visha. This sentence actually is incomplete. Only the relevant portion Acharya gives in his Bhashya. He didn't give the full sentence. He only says, Yatim Panchajanyaya Visha. He only takes that portion. The word Panchajana is used to mean five types of human beings. Panchavida Prajaha. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, in this mantra, Pancha Pancha Jana can refer to five types of human beings, namely Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaisya, Shudra, and Nishadas. That is the fifth type. A type of people born out of mixed marriage. We will not go into the details of that. For example, if a Hindu person marries a Christian girl or boy, then the child is what? A new name is given. And therefore, Nishada is a name given to hybrid variety, we can call it. Therefore, Panchajana can mean organs. Panchajana can mean celestials or human beings also. All these five are what? Karya Prapancha alone. Finally, we have to come only to that thing. All these Panchajana refer to Karya Prapancha only. And therefore, the final meaning of Pancha Panchajana is fivefold Karya Prapancha or Karya Padarthaha, and this is meant by Pancha Panchajana. Thus, this mantra does not support Sankhya philosophy is the conclusion that this Vedantin wants to derive. One can give any meaning to the word Panchajanaha, but it should be a compound word alone. That is all. It is not three different words, Pancha, Pancha, and Janaha, but it is Pancha, Panchajanaha. With this, this Adhikaranam is also over. Now we have completed the 13th Sutra. Now let us take up this Adhikaranam. We will present it in the technical format, with our fivefold factors. The Vishayaha. Vishayaha is subject matter of this adhikaranam. Is the expression pancha pancha janaha occurring in 4.4.17 of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. That is a subject matter. And what is the samshaya here? Controversy is whether this expression talks about tattvas of Sankhya philosophy or not. He said all 25 tattvas and all that. And Purva Mimamsa, Purva Paksha, the Sankhya philosopher, he says he talks about Sankhya tattvas alone. Because Pancha Pancha repeated twice reveals 25, 5 times 5. And take Jana as third word, Janaha, that means tattvani. So because of this view, the Sankhya philosopher says his philosophy has got Vedic support. Now the Siddhanti says this expression does not talk about 25 tattvas at all. The expression should be split into two words only, and it refers to fivefold karya prapancha only and not 25 tattvas indicated by the word pancha janaha. And Shankaracharya, Vyasacharya, they gave enough reasons in support of their arguments. And the main purpose is over by the first sutra of the Adhikaranam itself. And the second and the third are incidental sutras explaining our interpretation only. Since it does not confine to tattvas and Sankhya is avaidikam only. When it is in conformity with Vedas, then he is Vaidika. Now he is avaidikam only. Sankhya's teaching is not in harmony with Vedic teaching. That's what it means by avaidikam. And therefore Vedanta is correct and not Sankhya's philosophy is the conclusion that Vyasacharya and Shankaracharya want to draw. And what is the Sangati? Sangati is this Adhikaranam occurs in the appropriate place. All that thing that we know. Now let us go to the fourth Adhikaranam today. It is Karanatvadhikarana. Karanatvena chayam akashadishu yatam vyapadishtokthehe. That is the sutra. Karanatvena chayam akashadishu yatam vyapadishtokthehe. So a possible doubt that may arise from Sutra 13, the previous sutra, that different Shrutis may draw different conclusions as to the cause of the universe. That doubt is removed here because different Shruti Vakyas, they talk about different things with respect to the cause of the universe. And that doubt can be removed by this sutra. In the preceding part of the work, proper definition of Brahman is given. It has been shown that all Vedanta texts have Brahman as common topic. This we have been seeing all the time. It has been proved also there is no scriptural authority for the doctrine of the Sankhya Pradhana, Sankhya's Prakriti. But now Sankhya raises a new objection now. First, we will see a general introduction to this Adhikarana. In this Adhikaranam, Sankhya philosopher is refuted here also. And in the previous Adhikaranam, Sankhya wanted to take Vedic support and Vyasacharya successfully refuted their argument and concluded they are Avaidikas only. Here Sankhya turns against and he tells us, you also don't have Vedic support. We said Brahman is the central theme of the Vedantic teaching in the second, third and the fourth Adhikaranams are the first pada. We already saw that. And this Jagatkaranam Brahman that is revealed by Vedanta should be known for gaining liberation is our argument. So Jagatkaranam Brahma alone is consistently talked about in Vedanta. And there is an expression called the Samanvaya. We saw also the Samanvaya Adhikaranam, all that we say. Now Sankhya philosopher is going to attack saying, your Brahman is never been consistently revealed as Jagatkaranam Brahman at all. It is never because Samanvaya should be consistent. So he says, your Brahman is never been consistently revealed as Jagatkaranam Brahman. He has valid reasons also. He says, there is inconsistency with respect to Jagatkaranam. And there are other things also mentioned as Jagatkaranam. He uses Shruti itself to support. Since there is no consistency, he says, Brahman cannot be taken as Jagatkaranam. So he says that you don't have the support of Vedas. Since Veda Pramanam is not supporting either, we have to go to Tarka or logical support only. Then he says, I am a better Tarkavadi, better Tarkika than you, than Vedantins. Pradhanam, alone will be established as Jagat Karanam and not Brahman in my logic. Who says all this? Purvapakshi, Sankhya philosopher. Material cause should always be material, and material is Achetanam. And any amount of logic you use, Achetana Karanavada only will be logical, according to them. Your support is Veda Pramanam, and once you come to Tarka, Sankhya says, I am strong, and Achetana Karanavada will be established. For the Vedantins, they say Chetana Karanavada, whereas for them, it is Achetana Karana. He wants to prove that there is inconsistency with respect to Jagat Karanam Brahman. So the Vishayavakyam is all the Srishti Vakyani, all the Srishti Vakyas dealing with creation, they are all to be taken for discussion. So the Shruti Vakyam kept in mind here is in Taittiriya Upanishad in the second valli, first mantra. First Anuvaka, first mantra. Om Brahma Vida Apnoti Param Tadesha Abhyukta Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo Vedanihitam Guhayam Parame Vyoman So Oshnute Sarvan Kama Ansaha Brahmana Vipaschiteti Tasmadva Etasmadatmana Akashas Sambhutaha Akashadvayuh Vayoragnihi Agnirapaha Adhyaprithivi etc. All that. So we find from this mantra that from Atma sprang what? Akasha. Tasmat. Etasmat Atmana Akasha Sambhutaha. From Akasha the air came. And this passage shows that the cause of creation is Atma. And 2.6 of Taittiriya Upanishad in the sixth canto. So kamayata bahusyam prajayeti satapotapyata satapastaptva idagum sarvamasrijata yaditam kincha. And again he takes example from Chandogya also. Sadeva somya idamagra asit ekameva advitiyam. Before the world was manifest, there was only existence, the one without a second. And then later, in the sixth chapter, second section, tadaikshata bahusyam prajayeti in Chandogya. Tattejo srijata tatteja aikshata bahusyam prajayeti satapotapyata tatapos asrijata. So everywhere. And in mantra 1.4.7 of Brihadaranyaka also, taddhetam tarhi avyakritamasit tannama rupabhyameva vyakriyatam asau nama ayamidagum rupayiti. The universe was then unmanifested. It manifested itself only as name and form, nama rupas. And again, in the seventh canto of Taittiriya also, asadva idamagra asit tato vai sada jayata. In the beginning there was only non-existence, asat. From that only existent was born. So there is so many various ways this created itself. So that thing created by itself from non-existence to existence, it is called the self-made, or it is well-made. So if you take all these statements, we find so many material causes are mentioned. In Taittiriya Upanishad says, Brahman is Jagat Karanam. The second one says, Atma is Jagat Karanam. And third one, the Chandogya says, Sat is Jagat Karanam. And then the fourth, Brihadaranyaka, Avyakritam is Jagat Karanam. And again, Taittiriya Upanishad says, Asat is Jagat Karanam. So you talk about consistency, aren't you ashamed? So as Sankhya, there is no consistency at all about Jagat Karanam in Vedanta. So first and second, they are Chetana Tattvas. Brahman and Atma are Chetana Tattvas. The third one is Sat. We do not know whether it's Chetanam or Achetanam. We are not sure. Fourth one is Achetana Karanam. It is Avyakritam. And fifth one is non-existence, Asat. That's the cause of creation. That is the question of consistency. How can you call Brahman is Jagat Karanam? That is his question, a valid question. Now for inconsistency, Sankhya says Viroda or Vighanam. opposite of samanvaya or disharmony or disagreement for inconsistency with respect to jagat karana vigana. Therefore, Brahman is not jagat karanam according to him. Therefore, that is not the subject matter of Vedas at all. And therefore, you come to tarka, logic, and I will win. Who says? Sankhya philosopher says. So the entire first chapter of Brahma Sutra, we heavily leaned on Shastra Pramanam. And they think we are very, very weak in tarka. This is the general introduction to this adhikarana. Now we will do the general analysis of the first sutra of this adhikarana. So the answer to his question is, there is no inconsistency at all. First, that's the answer. No viganam or virodha at all. There is no asamanvaya. Samanvaya is consistency. Asamanvaya means inconsistency. All srishti vakyas, they talk about Brahman only as jagat karana. You got confused. Who says? Vedantin says to Sankhya, you got confused because the words are different. But you should know that all the words refer to Brahman only. So if you take the first statement says Brahman is the jagat karanam. In the Taittiriya Vakyam, the word Atma is Brahman only. It is not different from Brahman. Because there are two words, you think they are different. Atma cannot refer to Jivatma, but it refers to Paramatma only. Jivatma is created only later. Jivatma came after Srishti. And hence it means Paramatma only here. So Paramatma remained even before creation. That Paramatma alone created the universe. So the creation process continued. Atma was there before creation. Means what? It is Paramatma only. And the Chandogya mantras, what they say? Sat. Sat refers to Brahman only in Chandogya also. Because later in the discussion, it says, Tat Satyam Saha Atma. Tat Satyam, which is that Tat. That is the original cause. That Satyam is nothing but Atma only. It does not say Brahman, but it is Atma only. Tat Satyam, it is said. But elsewhere, it is said, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. And from this, it is derived that Satyam is Brahman only. So Sat, the Jagat Karanam, is Chetanam only. When the Upanishad says, Tat Aikshata, it saw, it visualized. Only a Chetana Tattvam can visualize. Only Sankhya Pradhanam cannot visualize because it is not Chetana Vastu. It is Achetanam. My Brahman, Vedantin says, my Brahman can, when you say Aikshata, it can visualize because it is a Chetana Tattvam. So the Avyakritam is Brahman only because if you study, the Upanishad says, Avyakritam alone enters every body and experiences the world. That means Avyakritam is Chetanam Brahman alone if it has to experience the world through an upadhi, the body. So Avyakritam means unmanifest, and therefore Brahman is known as Avyakritam. Therefore, Brahman alone is mentioned. Taittiriya Upanishad says Asat. Asat means Brahman alone, in which world is in potential form, in dormant form. Asat will be discussed in more detail later though. So the word Asat is used for Brahman because Brahman before creation was not available for Vyavahara. When something is not available for Vyavahara, it is in unmanifest form. And it is not available as though within quotes. For example, if the Swamiji gives the ghee example. For example, the ghee is there in unmanifest form in milk. But I say the ghee is not there, although I have milk. In the milk, ghee is there in dormant form, in unmanifest form. It is there, but since it is not ready for Vyavahara, we say ghee is not there. So also in the case of Brahman, there is no virodha, no vigana. And my philosophy is Vaidikam only. Vaidika means in accordance with Vedas. Now let us go to the word analysis of the sutra. The word is karanatvena. We will read it. Actually, this word we have to read twice to understand the sutra. Karanatvena. So yatha vyapadishtha. that is there because of the mention of the same Brahman. Karanatvena as the cause, karanam. Akashadishu, with respect to space, etc. Akashadi, with respect to space, etc. Nacha, namitmi, there is no inconsistency. The word inconsistency, we have to supply additionally. Then karanatvena, I said, we have to read it twice. Karanatve, that is the addition with respect to the causal status of Brahman in the sutra. Because of the mention of the same Brahman as the cause with respect to space and all that thing. So karanatvena used to be read twice, as I mentioned. First it is one word, and the second time it is karanatva and na. So the cha indicates purvapaksha, negation by the purvapaksha. Akashadishu, with respect to the creation of space and all that. The creation is to be understood. So the Siddhanti also agrees with the statement of Akasha and all that. Brahman is karanam yatam yapatishta uktehe. It means the same entity only. It means as in one the Upanishad, so in other Upanishads also, it means samanam, the same only. Brahman only, Atma only. The same means the same Brahman pointed out in all other examples that we cited now. Uktehe means mentioned. So the first sutra, but it refutes any vigana, inconsistency and all. Then let us see the next sutra, sutra number 15. Samakarshat, samakarshat, samakarshat. We do the general analysis now first. We have this 15th sutra, and this is the second sutra of this Adhikarana. Here, Sankhya philosophers, he wants to say that Vedantins also do not have the support of Veda Pramanam. He says, I may not have Veda Pramanam support. Okay, but don't think you have, you also don't have Veda Pramanam support, according to me. And Purvapakshi says, according to you, Brahman is Jagat Upadhana Karana, material cause. And the analysis of Shruti Vakyas, Brahman cannot be Jagat Upadhana Karanam at all. Because with respect to Brahman's Karanatvam status, there is inconsistency in Shruti Vakyas. Karanatvam status of Brahman, there is inconsistency in the Shruti Vakyas. Karanatve Viganam Vartate, disharmony is there, discordance is there, Karanatve, inconsistency. And he gave several Shruti Vakyas in support of his argument also. This we discussed just now. Then in the first sutra, Vyasacharya established that there is no Viganam, no Virodha at all. That also we saw. In fact, the Upanishads reveal that the Brahman alone is Karanam, and even though words are different, all of them represented only Brahman. Therefore, according to Vyasacharya, Brahman is Brahman. Atma is Brahman. Sat is Brahman. Avyakritam is Brahman. Even the word Asat is Brahman. When this was concluded in the first sutra, the Purvapakshi, he partially accepted, not fully. Vyasacharya's conclusion, he partially accepted, but he had difficulty in accepting one thing. Asat as Brahman, how can that be? All other things okay. But how can Asat, non-existence, be Brahman? Because Brahman in Shruti is Shruti Prasiddham as Sat Brahma. Satyam, Satya Vastu, Trikalepi, Trikalepi Tishtati. How can the word Asat reveal Brahman? And this word occurs in Taittiriya Upanishad in the seventh canto. Asadva idam agra asit tato vai sadajayata satajayata. To answer this doubt of Purvapakshi, Vyasacharya writes the second sutra called Samakarshat. This is the sutra we are studying now as an answer to this doubt. And Vyasacharya says, you have to arrive at the meaning of the word Asat by studying the flow of the teaching. Don't just take the word Asat in a localized way. Look at the flow of the teaching. That will give the context which gives the correct meaning. When you take the statement out of context, the statement will confuse you also, confuse me also. For the Shankaracharya studies the flow of the teaching in his Bhashya. And the second valli, Brahmananda valli of Taittiriya Upanishad, it begins with Brahman. Brahma vida apnoti param. In fact, the very title of the valli is based on this word Brahman only. Brahmananda valli. Or Brahma valli also. Then it talks of the Atma obtaining in the Hridaya Guha. Yo vedanihitam guhayam parame vyoman. That Brahman is the Atma in the heart. And having talked about this Brahmatma, the Upanishad says that Brahmatma is Jagat Karanam. Tasmadva e tasmad atmana akashas sambhutaha. Tasmat e tasmat. Tasmat Brahmanaha e tasmat atmanaha akashadi bhutam sambhutam. Then the Upanishad talks about the recognition of Jagat Karanam Brahman through what? Through Pancha Kosha Vivekaha. Savayesha Purusha Unnara Samayaha Anyontara Atma Pranamayaha. Then Manomayaha Vijnanamayaha and all that. Then at the end of the fifth canto, again Taittiriya Upanishad says, Ananda Atma Brahma Puccham Pratishtha Tadapyesha Shloko Bhavati Asanevasa Bhavati Asad Brahme Diveta Chet Asad Brahma Diveta Chet. Having talked about the Jagat Karana Brahma, Brahmatma, which obtains in the Panchakosha, Guha, Taittiriya Upanishad specifically says, Brahman, the Jagat Karanam, should never be taken as asat, non-existence at all. That should be taken as sat only. And the Upanishad strongly condemns those people who take Brahman as asat. In fact, those who take Brahman as asat are themselves asat, Upanishad says. Then Upanishad talks about the creation. The student asks some doubt. And once again, Jagat Karanam Brahman is introduced. In the Taittiriya Upanishad teaching, Jagat Karanam is discussed throughout the Upanishad. Then it has positively criticized that this Brahman should not be taken as asat at all. Asan nevasa bhavati, asat brahmeti veda chet. Then Upanishad talks about the creation. The student has the doubt. Atato nu prashnaha. Uta vidvanamum lokam pretya kaschana gacchati. So in the sixth section, the student asks some doubts, and by way of answering the doubts, once again Jagat Karanam Brahman is introduced. How does the Taittiriya Upanishad introduce once again? So kamayata bahusyam prajayeti satapotapyata satapastaptva. Idagum sarvam asrijata. So in the Upanishad, in the beginning also Jagat Karanam Brahma is revealed. In the middle sixth anuvaka also Jagat Karanam Brahman is revealed. First it is told as a upadana pradana karanam. And second one as nimitta karanam. So in two places, abhinna nimitta upadana karanam Brahma is revealed in the same Upanishad. And then it has positively criticized that this Brahman should not be taken as asat at all. Having said so much in the first six anuvakas, the Upanishad, what it does, it begins the seventh anuvaka in a very mischievous way. And up to the first six anuvakas, what it said, Brahman should not be taken as asat, non-existence at all. But in the seventh anuvaka, what does it say? Asadva idamagra asit tato vai sada jayata. The Upanishad says here that asat is Jagat Karanam. From this it is very clear that the Upanishad is confusing. Therefore Shankaracharya, he argues, if the Shruti uses the word asat, it must be in a different meaning, because Shruti cannot be inconsistent. Because Shruti has said that Brahman cannot be non-existent. Asat, in the literal sense of the term, is non-existent. So having negated the word asat, if the same Upanishad introduced the same word asat, how do you then reconcile between those two meanings? only by one way. Brahman as non-existent is not acceptable. Asat in a different meaning is acceptable. The previous negation is in the meaning of non-existence. And if that is so, then it must be given a different meaning only. Asat. So Shankaracharya says, Asat also means the unmanifest principle, the avyavaharyam principle. Karanam also can be called Asat. The word Asat has got now two meanings. One is non-existence, which is criticized in the sixth anuvaka. And the next, second meaning is as Karanam, this avyakta tattvam, used in the seventh anuvaka. How do you get that? Samakarshat, that is the answer. This sutra is the answer for getting that answer. Samakarshat, by dragging. Actually, Samakarshat means by dragging the Brahman from the first anuvaka. If you understand Brahman as the subject matter, so in the same flow, you drag that Brahman from anuvaka 1 to anuvaka 6, and the seventh anuvaka also must talk of the same Brahman only. So one has to take the context and also the flow and drag that Brahman that was said in the first through the sixth anuvaka and drag it into seventh. So the word asat in the seventh anuvaka must refer to the unmanifest karanam Brahma only. Then the flow will support that. So some may argue, why should you take the flow at all? No need. The first six, 1 to 6 anuvakas might be talking of Brahman. Perhaps the seventh anuvaka, that topic might have changed. Yes, people always want to argue in whatever way they want, right? That is also logical. So from 1st to 7th chapter, that could be a change in the topic. So if Purvapakshi asks such a question, Acharya thinks about all these Purvapakshis. Then he says, if you study the last sentence of the 6th anuvaka, these are all highly textual analysis. One has to analyze the text very, very carefully. If you study the last sentence of the 6th anuvaka of Brahmanandavalli of Taittiriya Upanishad, the last sentence, what does it say? Tata esha shloko bhavati. That is a crucial sentence. The last sentence says that the next paragraph, 7th anuvaka, talks about the same Brahman, which was talked about in the 6th anuvaka. Tata esha min tasmin. Shastama anuvaka vukte arte brahmani eshaham so vipakshyamanaha asadva idamagra asiti iti shlokaha bhavati. Whatever was said earlier, the same thing is repeated, said here. So you cannot claim the seventh anuvaka talks differently, because the Upanishad itself says that the next anuvaka is dealing with the same jagat karanam Brahman. The penultimate sentence is what? Satyam satyam chanrutancha satyam abhavat yaditam kincham tat satyamitya chakshate tadap esha shloko bhavati tat jagatkarana brahma satyam iti achakshate. And if you say that is talked about asat, that asat cannot be non-existent at all. This is the first argument of Shankaracharya, the flow of the topic one has to stay. And the second argument he gives is asadva idamagra asit. Now here you should look at the verb asit. Asit means was existing. Asdhato, lang and also we do not go through that. So if asat means non-existence and you read the sentence, what it will mean? Before the creation, non-existence was existing. Asit, was existing. So before the creation, non-existence was existing. It is contradiction. How can you connect the verb of being with the subject of non-existence? The verb of being with the subject of non-existence. Therefore, because of the presence of asit also, the verb does not refer to non-existence, but it refers to existence only. But in what form? Unmanifest form, dormant form. Unmanifest means nama rupas are dormant. And Shankaracharya justifies here through the ghee example, which I told you earlier. When the ghee is there in the milk, in potential form, you don't claim that you have got ghee. potential ghi is as though non-existent. Therefore, it is put within quotes, asadva. Asadva is within quotes. Avyavaharyam brahma asit. Was existing. This is the second argument Acharya gives. The verb asit indicates word asat is not non-existence. And then the final argument is in the Chandogya Upanishad, in the sixth chapter, second section, second mantra, it positively condemns non-existence as Jagat Karanam, Asat. Taddaiha ahuhum, asadva idamagra asit. That was the mantra, we saw those mantra. Some people claim non-existence is Jagat Karanam. Kutastu kalu somya yeshaha bhavati. Katam asataha sajjayeta. Satveva somya idamagra asit. Ekameva dvitiyam. Chandogya says in that place. So in that context, the Upanishad clearly negates the non-existence as Jagat Karana. So because of Chandogya Upanishad negation, and because of the flow of teaching, and because of the verb asit, we conclude the word asat means Brahman alone in unmanifest potential dormant form. Therefore, there is no inconsistency in the teaching. So all the Upanishad mantras uniformly teach Brahman as Jagat Karanam only. So the Vedic support is there for us, the Vedanti. Okay, this is the significance. Now let us see the word meaning. The sutra is a very simple sutra. It is a small sutra with only one word. Samakarshat is the only one word. Because of the reference to Brahman, the word asat in Taittiriya Upanishad 2.7, second valli, second seventh section, does not mean non-existence. So in this, so because of the reference to Brahman is the sutra artha. Samakarshat, because of the reference to Brahman, and the rest are all like the word asat and all, we have to supply. And should be in whatever we supply, we put in parenthesis. And it is difficult to literally translate the sutra because the literal meaning is dragging, as I told. Samakarshan is dragging because of dragging Brahman. It is figurative sense. You cannot drag Brahma. So here, Brahma is mentioned in the first to the sixth anuvakas. And one has to drag or draw that Brahman samyak. So samyak asamantat. Asamantate Karshanam. With this, that sutra is also over. And the Adhikaranam is also over. So let us see. Now, before we conclude this Adhikaranam, let us discuss one more topic which is discussed in the Bhashya Mahashankaracharya. Now, in the sutra, Vyasacharya only discusses the consistency of a Jagat Karanam Brahma. And what did Vyasacharya establish? He established there is consistency in the Upanishad teaching, which is, what is that? All Upanishads uniformly present Brahman alone as Jagat Karanam, even though the words used may differ from Upanishad to Upanishad. So padas are different, not the padarthas. Therefore, karane viganam asti is the conclusion of this Adhikaranam. Now, Shankaracharya introduces another Purvapaksha, Sankhya philosopher himself. What does he say? Okay, there may be consistency with respect to Karana, Brahman. But still, when you study the process of creation mentioned in the Upanishad, there is inconsistency with respect to the Karya Srishti. In the Karana may not be okay inconsistency, but in the Karya Srishti, there is inconsistency. Brahmanaha Karanatve Yadyapi Viganam Nasti Tatapi Karya Srishtau Viganam Vartate. There is difference. There is inconsistency with respect to the arrival of the creation, Karyam. Therefore, there is contradiction. Because Srishti means what? Karanam and Karyam put together is Srishti. In Karanam part, there may be consistency. But there is inconsistency with regard to the Karyam, the creation. Therefore, Srishtau Viganam Vartate. There is inconsistency. And since this there is inconsistency, Shastram cannot be considered as Pramanam. Because wherever there is contradiction, validity goes. Because one statement is negated by the other contradicting statement. In fact, they mutually cancel each other. the whole Shruti may become apramanyam. So wherever there is viganam, pramanyam goes away. So karane viganam nasti angikaromi. Who says? Purupakshi says, yes, there is no contradiction in karanam, I understand, I accept. But karye viganam vartate. In the karyam there is viganam, there is inconsistency. And what is inconsistency in karyam? He says, study the creation in any Upanishad. He gives a Upanishad. Study it in any Upanishad. Find the Srishti given in three ways. When you study, you see Srishti is given in three ways in any Upanishad. In some cases, it is Krama Srishti. That is, it's and in some cases, it is Akrama Srishti. Not Akrama Srishti, in Tamil Akrama. It is Akrama Srishti. And in some other places, it is Vyutkrama Srishti. So, Krama Srishti, Akrama Srishti, Vyutkrama Srishti. And what is Krama Srishti? There is a beautiful gradation from the subtle to the gross creation. For example, when you take Taittiriya Upanishad, tasmat vaye tasmat asmana akasha sambhutaha. First akasha came. Akashat vayuhu vayor agnihi agnerapaha. So the five elements, the five bhutas are created. Prithivya voshadayaha voshadibhyonnam annat purushaha. So after the creation of the bhuta prapancha, there is creation of the bhautika prapancha. And thereafter the elements are created. The same thing we find in Chandogya also. First, the three elements are created. The elements are created there also. Three elements are mentioned in Chandogya. And thereafter, the elementals are created. So, Bhuta Srishti Anantaram, Bhautika Srishti. So, there is an order. This is called Krama Srishti. In other Upanishads, there is no order at all. So, we find everything simultaneously appearing also as though in the dream. In Taittiriya itself, we saw Soka Mayatam, Bahusyam Praja Yeti, Satapotapyatam, Satapastapvam, Idagum Sarva Masrijatam, Niruktancha, Niruktancha, Nilayanancha, Nilayanancha, Vijnanancha, Vijnanancha, Satyancha, Nrutancha, Satyam Abhavate, Yeditankincha. So, Brahman became everything. Bahustyam praja yeyeti. Came everything. And there is no order at all. Suddenly everything came. Therefore, it is called Akrama Srishti. No order. And in some Upanishads, we find the reverse order also. Instead of starting with the bhutas, the elements, the Upanishad starts with the Bhautika Srishti. Etasmat jayate pranaha manas sarvendriyani cha. In Muntaka Upanishad and Kaivalya Upanishad, these are all Bhaudika Prapancha, they are created first. Then in the second line, the Upanishad says, Kam Vayur Jyotirapa Prithivi Vishwasya Dharini. After Bhaudika Srishti, the Upanishad talks about Bhuta Srishti. That means the whole thing is given as Ulta, called Vyutkrama Srishti. So in short, there is no consistency. So Karye Viganam Asti. Karane Viganam Nasti. Therefore, I cannot take Srishti seriously at all. Who says? Purupakshi. Even though there is no confusion in Karanam, there is confusion in Karyam. This is the Purupaksha introduced by Shankaracharya. Even though this topic is not there in the Sutra. Sutra only talks about Karanatve Viganam. It talks about only that much. But Bhashyakara Shankaracharya, he discusses Karya Viganam also. It's a bonus. And he gives two answers also for this. Karye api viganam nasti. There is no inconsistency in karyam also. And this is established in the second chapter of Brahma Sutra itself, 2.3.1. We are going to see. And a few more following sutras also. Vyasacharya himself establishes that there is no inconsistency in karyam also. Only we have to interpret it properly, which will take care of the inconsistency in karyam. Therefore, there is no problem. This is the answer one. I'm just only mentioning it. We are going to see. And the second answer Shankaracharya gives is this is called Abhyepya Vadaha. Abhyepya Vadaha. Let us assume there is inconsistency with respect to the order of creation. So even if there is inconsistency in the order of creation, there is no defect at all. Why? Shankaracharya says, the Upanishad is not interested in the order of creation at all. How does it matter to you? In fact, Shrishtau Shrishti Krameva Tatparyam Nasti. Shruti is not very serious about teaching the creation or the order of the creation. Why? Because creation means what? Again, Dvaitam, duality, plurality. And Shruti does not have the intention of teaching Dvaitam, plurality. Dvaite, Tatparyam, Nasti. That's what Shruti says. How do you know? For that, our answer is Upakramadi Shatlingaihi Nirniyamane Mane Sati. We find that, we already saw that a little bit. Tatparyam is not in Dvaitam and Shrishti. Let us quickly go through that, just for the sake of academic interest. In the beginning and in the end of the Upanishad, it talks about Advaitam only. Sadeva somya idamagra asit ekameva dvitiyam aitadatmyam idagum sarvam tat satyagum sa atma tattvamasi svetaketo atma idam ekayeva agra asit. So the Upanishad begins with Advaitam and ends also with Advaitam. In between, Srishti Dvaitam comes as a passing phase. And not only that, having introduced the Srishti, the Upanishad itself negates Srishti, indicating that it is not a valid thing at all. Taking the Kaivalya Upanishad itself, it begins with what? Etasma jayate pranaha kham vayur jyoti rapaha, all that. And at the end, the Upanishad says, na bhumi rapo na cha vanni rasti na chani lomesti na chambarancha. So why, who said there is earth or space and all those things that are Upanishad questions? Na bhumi hi apaha, all those things, agni, nothing is there. Who said all of them are there? There is no bhumi, no apaha. Na punya pape mama nasti nashaha. Na janma dehendriya buddhi rasti. There is nothing. What is negated later cannot be really there. Therefore, upakramam upasamhara proves srishtav tatparyam nasti. There is no tatparyam in srishti. Similarly, abhyasaha. Abhyasaha means repetition. Repetition also is of karanam brahma alone and not karyam brahman. And next one is apurvata, very important factor, powerful argument. Shruti need not talk about Dvaitam. This we mentioned earlier also, because even without Shruti, we already experience Dvaitam every moment. There is the need for Upanishads and Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti and all needed for having Dvaita Darshanam. We experience it all the time. There is no teaching needed for Dvaita Darshanam. Therefore, we go to learn something new. Advaitam alone is new. And therefore, Dvaita Rupa Srishtav Tatparyam Nasti. These are all Shankaracharya's arguments. Then the next argument is the phala. This is in the Upakrama, Upakrama, Upasamhara, that Shadlinga, we have seen all these factors. The phalam. And this is also a powerful argument, namely the phalam. And what this particular thing says here, Shankaracharya gives in this particular adhikaranam, that is from Srishti Jnanam, no palam is mentioned. If, for example, somebody wants to get Srishti Jnanam, what will he get out of that? If a person knows how Srishti comes or how Panchikaranam takes place and all that thing, there is no palam said for all those knowledge. If one forgets Panchikaranam also, nothing wrong. So Srishti Jnanena Palam Kinchitapi Shastrena Uktam. Nothing is said for Srishti Jnanam, any Palam. Parantu Advaita Brahma Jnanena Palam Uktam. Palam is said for Advaita Brahma Jnanam, means moksha. Therefore, Upakramam, Upasamhara, Abhyasa, Apurvata, Palam, all these factors. And there is another one, Arthavadaha. If you see the glorification, Arthavada is glorification. Srishti is never glorified. On the other hand, Srishti is condemned. Mrityo samrityumapnoti ya ihananeva pasyati udaramantaram kurute atatasya bhayam bhavati. योन्यां देवताम् उपास्ते अन्योऽसौ अन्योऽहम् अस्मीति न स वेद यथा पशुरेवगं देवानां. हे बिकम लाइक द पशुस फॉर द देवास. वी सॉ ऑल दीस थिंग्स, ऑल दीस एंड व्हाट एवर आई एम रीडिंग, ऑल दीस आर ऑल उपनिषद वाक्यास. वी हैव ऑलरेडी सीन इन ग्रेट डिटेल. सो द्वैतम सृष्टि इज कंडेम्ड एंड अद्वैता इज ग्लोरिफाइड, विच इज अर्थवाद. एंड फाइनली लॉजिक ऑल्सो सपोर्ट्स, उपपत्ति ही च that also supports. And what does it support? The karya prapancha is mithya, and Upanishad does not have seriousness in teaching the mithya vastu at all. Satya karana bodhane eva tatparyam syate, mithya karya bodhane katam tatparyam syat is the question. So all the tatparya lingas, they reveal that srishtau tatparyam nasti, no tatparyam in srishti at all. And therefore, if there is inconsistency, why do you bother at all? Swamiji gives an example. In mathematics class, the teacher asks the students, it seems, if one pencil costs 50 paise, what will be the cost of 50 pencils? That's a question he asked. Then one student asked a counter question to him, the cost of pencils is 2 rupees and 50 paise and not 50 paise. And what the teacher will say? In the mathematics class, the aim is not to bother about the exact price of the pencil. The intent is to know whether the students know multiplication. In the same way, in Vedanta, what we are interested is the Brahma Jnanam and not the incidental Jnanam of Srishti at all. Therefore, in Karyam, Viganam is accepted. But still, it is not a defect because Shruti does not have Tatparyam in that. Now comes the final question. If Shruti does not have tatparyam, seriousness, with respect to Srishti, why so much elaborate discussion? And it introduces Srishti in such elaborate manner. Why should it? We already spent so much time on that Srishti's topic. For that, we answer, Srishti is introduced as a means and not as an end in itself. कारण ब्रह्म बोधनार्थम सृष्टि ही उच्यते न तो सृष्टि बोधनार्थम सृष्टि ही उच्यते. इट्स नॉट टोल फॉर द सेक ऑफ सृष्टि, इट्स ओनली कारण ब्रह्म बोधनार्थम टू रिवील द कारणत्व ब्रह्म. एंड शंकराचार्य एकोर्स एक्चुअली इन द मांडुक्य कारिका गौड़पादा रोट अ ब्यूटिफुल थिंग, मृल्लोक विस्फुलिंगाद्यैहि सृष्टिर्या चोदिता अन्यता उपायः सोवताराय नास्ति भेदः कथञ्चर. Actually, when we did Mandukya, we did Karika also. So this topic is beautifully analyzed in the Advaita Prakarana of the Mandukya Karika. Srishti is not for establishing Srishti, but to reveal the Adhishtanam Brahman only. In the Karika itself, elsewhere, he says, Upadeshad ayam vadaha jnate vai tam na vidyate. For example, when they want to build, for example, a floor, we have the supporting bamboos and all that thing they make, all those, you know, the various things to for people to climb up and all. And they don't do that with any decorative spirit, with color papers and painting colors or all that thing for all those bamboo pillars. You introduce the bamboos for the setting of the floor. And once the floor is set, the bamboos are removed and you don't decorate it also. You need bamboo for construction of the floor. So introduction of the bamboo is adhyaropa and removal of bamboo is apavada. And in the same way, introduction of srishti is adhyaropa and negation of srishti is apavada. Adhyaropa and apavada we have seen earlier. Adhyaropa apavada abhyam nishprapancham prapanchate. Shishyanam sukabodayam tatvajnehim kalpita kramaha it is. It's a sutra, a sloka on that. Therefore, karye viganam natum dushanam parantu bhushanameva. That is what Acharya concludes. Karye viganam is there, inconsistency, but it is not dushanam. It is only bhushanameva. If there is inconsistency in Srishti, it is not a defect to Advaita and it is only favorable to Advaita. Therefore, what is the conclusion now? Brahmaiva jagat karanam. Brahman only is jagat karanam, natu pradhanam. That is prakriti of Sankhya. Therefore, Vedanta supports Advaitam alone and not Dvaitin the Sankhya. Now let us sum up this adhikaranam with our usual five factors. Vishayaha, the subject matter is Srishti Vakyani, Jagat Karana Brahma Bodhaka Vakyani, all those sentences coming in the Upanishads, talking about Jagat Karana Brahma. And Samshaya, the doubt is what? Whether there is consistency in revealing Jagat Karana as Brahman. So Brahmanaha Jagat Karanatve Viganam Va. Samanvayaha Va. Is that question? Is there consistency or inconsistency? Then the Purvapakshi says there is inconsistency, like for example, Sat, Asat, Avyakritam, Atma, Brahman, all those terms, words. Siddhanta says there is no inconsistency at all, Viganam Nasti. And it is seeming inconsistency, and on analysis, we find that all Upanishads reveal the same topic only, same thing only, that Chetanam Brahma as Karanam. That is why Vyasacharya introduces this topic. Because this is unique to Vedanta. Vedanta alone talks of the consciousness as the material cause of this universe. Normally, we think that matter is the material cause. And all other philosophers also talk about matter as material cause. Vedanta alone, that Apurvata I am telling, Vedanta alone has the unique teaching that Chetana Jagat Karana. And not only words are differently used as Sat, Asat, Avyakritam, Atma and all that, in some other Upanishads, even certain other words are used. For example, if you remember this thing, Akasho Havai Nama Rupayoho Nirvahita, we saw these sentences. So in some of the previous Adhikaranams also, we found that Brahman is called Akasha. In some places, Brahman is called Prana. But when you do analysis, we find all of them refer to one Chetana Jagat Karanam only. This is Siddhanta. And the Sangati is what? This Adhikaranam occurs in the right place and the appropriate place only. So with this, the Karanatvadi Adhikaranam is over. Now we will see the next Adhikaranam next week. Yo Vedadau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakritilinasya Parasamaheshwaraha Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Okay.